Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Things are getting back to normal here on the ranch. Everyone made it back home from the 4th of July, although getting away was a bit of trouble for a couple of my boys. Thanks to Mr. Pitkin from Callaway for helping them with their escape. Their pickup has been towed back to Bow, but is still in the shop. So if you wanted to give them a ride this weekend, I'm sure they'd be interested. We've started the AI season here and have been chasing more cows than you can shake a stick at. In fact, if you are capable of shaking a stick, come on by, because the magic of the moment seems to be missing for most of my crew. I noticed it's been quite a while since we've heard from my favorite cowgirl poet, Elizabeth Ebert, from Thunder Hawk, South Dakota. Let's see if you have what she calls true grit.
John Wayne has always been my hero. This poem has the same title as my favorite John Wayne movie, True Grit. The crowd had all left the rodeo ground. Just a bunch of old cowboys were hanging around, hunkered down on rheumatic haunches, with balding pates and protruding paunches, drinking to the old days, way back when the horses were tougher and so were the men. And every time that the jug went round, the toasts got longer and more profound. Here's to the world's best bucking horse. That was Tipperary, of course. To the Pony Express that carried the mail. To old man Chisholm and his trail. To ranchers and rustlers and those in between. To the rivers they'd crossed and the mountains they'd seen. Then old Bill said, with a hearty burp, "Let's drink to the lawmen, to Wyatt Earp and Morgan and Doc and that OK crew. They were real brave men, but I'm telling you, the man I remember most of all, he weren't no real lawman at all, but that fella from down at the picture show, the one that had true grit, you know. I was a lawman once myself. My guns are at home on the closet shelf. But if I could ride for the law again, I'd ride in the hoofprints of old John Wayne when he played that Rooster Cogburn fellow. Now there was a marshal who wasn't yellow. With his reins in his teeth and his guns in his hand, he rode right into that outlaw band. He was old like me, and tired and fat. I wish I could make one ride like that." Then Ed said, "By pure providence, there's a horse standing over along the fence, with a saddle that looks like a pretty good fit, and we're here to judge if you've got true grit. If you want that ride, you can have it still." Old Bill stood up. "By God, I will. But Rooster Cogburn wore a patch, and so to make it a fairer match, I'll stick my glasses here in my pocket. Then the ride'll be square, and you can't knock it. But when I take 'em off, of course, you'll have to point me toward that horse. I was a lawman, as you well know. My guns are at home, and I've told you so. But my pickup truck holds a 22 and an old 12-gauge, and I'll make 'em do." So they helped him on, and he sat up proud. Said those famous words, and he said 'em loud, and they sounded just like poetry. Said, "Fill your hands, you S.O.B. Then he stuck the reins into his mouth, and he kicked that horse, and they took off south. He raised up the shotgun and fired around. The fellows, they all hit the ground, while the pellets riddled the pickup truck, and the horse went into a crow-hop buck. Bill might have stuck on, as like as not. He might have stuck on, but he plumb forgot. Forgot that his teeth were the store-bought kind, and he wore 'em loose so they wouldn't bind. They slid from his mouth, still a-chewin' that rein, and Bill came down in a world of pain. His pocket was filled with shards of glass. His teeth were scattered across the grass. His hat was smashed, and his Sunday clothes were spattered with blood from his busted nose. But he staggered up to their vast relief. Said, "A gritty man don't need no teeth, nor glasses neither. You know darn well he can spot a jug by his sense of smell." So they passed it around, and they had to admit, John Wayne never had no truer grit.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And thanks to you folks for listening in this morning. Hope you feel like it was worth the ride. If you don't have plans for this afternoon, come on over to Homewood Trail Bible Camp near Mason City for their annual gospel singing supper. Hope to see you there. And hope you can join us next week for another edition of Homegrown.